On September 24th, 2011, this is pulling you number 74, Greenbridge Friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands, and welcome to Day 5, Part 1. More on incredible defenders. What else can we talk about for opening leads? Well, how about when partner makes a belated double? Let's take a look and see what that means. Okay, here we go. So to begin, when there is a competitive auction, let's take a look at some of the bidding and play nomenclature, some of the terms that are associated with the players who make the bids. First off, the opener, sure, they're called the opener. And the left-hand opponent, if they make an overcall, they are called the overcaller. The partner of the opener, if they make a bid, they are certainly the responder. And the partner of the overcaller, if they make a bid, they are called the advancer. Oh, by the way, one technical point on a point of order. After the opening bid, a person doesn't have to make an overcall in the direct seat. It could be a pass. The responder might make a bid, and the overcall might be here in the sandwich seat between the opener and the responder. This would still be considered an overcall. The opener may pass or bid again, and the partner of the overcaller, yes, this would still be an advancer. In this case, the seats would be opposite for the overcaller and the advancer. So in summary, when an opponent makes an intervening bid, we call that first person an overcaller and their partner the advancer. So in today's lesson, we're going to be talking about doubles. Doubles not by the opening leader, they would know what to lead, but doubling by the partner of the opening leader. So we have the opening leader, then we have the dummy comes down, and then we have the doubler. This is the partner of the opening leader. They are belatedly making a double, asking for a lead of a certain suit. So it's leader, dummy, doubler, and of course, the declarer. Okay, so our partner has made a lead directing double asking for the lead of a certain suit. What suit do we lead? That's a good question. What suit do you lead? Well, the answer is oftentimes true in bridge. It depends. It depends on the context of the auction. Here's some of the different leads you would make, depending upon the context. One, the Leitner double. Yes, Theodore Leitner, 100 years ago, came up with a conventional call, usually when the opponents have bid slam, requiring partner to lead the dummy's first bid suit. Maybe your partner over in East has the ace, queen of hearts, and the dummy's first bid suit was hearts. Partner's saying, please, lead the heart. With a king on the table, our partner initially gets two tricks. We go ahead and set the contract. But maybe it's in a 3-no-trump contract, or even perhaps in a 2-no-trump contract, when there isn't a clear lead direction that says, lead the dummy's first bid suit. Are there others? Oh yes, you betcha. One would be to lead your own first bid suit. Maybe you open in a convenient minor suit, and we don't really want to lead it when they get to 3-no-trump. But if our partner has some good juicy honors and length in that suit, makes a penalty double, saying, partner, lead your first bid suit. Yes, I can help you there. Or how about a situation when our partner says, lead my suit? Maybe our partner opened with a club, but has a long, strong club suit and outside honor, saying, lead my suit. Another one would be leading the dummy's first bid suit or the implied suit. Yes, another variation of the Leitner double, saying, lead the implied suit. Maybe the dummy made a conventional call. After one no-trump by opener, responder bids stamen, then opener rebids spade. So without a fit, North must have four hearts. So partner's double here says, lead the implied suit, lead hearts. Another one would be leading your weaker major suit. Perhaps it goes 1-no-trump, 3-no-trump, all passed out. We have no values. Our partner has a slug of honors and a long-running suit in a major. It's up to us to find out what suit that is. So we look for a suit that we don't have honors and probably don't have much length. Our partner is saying, lead that suit. And lastly, how about DSI? Do something intelligent. Yes, lead something else, perhaps an unbid suit or perhaps the lead of a certain suit. Okay, to begin, let's take a look at the Leitner double. This is a situation when the opener and the responder, our opponents, have made bids, and we have not made any bids on our side, neither as an overcaller or an advancer. What do we lead here? So in the case of our Leitner double, as always, the declarer was the first one to bid the denomination of the final contract. Could be no trump, but not necessarily so. And of course, the dummy has bid a suit, or maybe more than one suit along the way. Our partner has made a penalty double, a lead directing double, and it's us to make a lead. So we're going to be leading the dummy's first bid suit. Let's take a look at that. Let's begin with four different bidding scenarios where the lead directing Leitner double comes into play. First off, South opens one heart. We over in the West hand basically don't have much, a 4-3-3, no values to speak of. North bids one spade, South goes four hearts, 19 to 21 points, and looks like a self-sustaining heart suit. North says, fine. 4-no-trump. Tell me about your aces. 2 aces, says South, bidding 5 hearts. North accepts 6 hearts, and our partner makes a lead directing double. What do we lead here? Right. We want to lead dummy's first bid suit. That is, we're going to lead a spade, the small spade from three, and our partner might have a hand like this. Ace-king four times in spades wants to get two quick spade tricks. Apparently North mistakenly bid Blackwood, missing primary honors in spades instead of correctly cubiting controls. More on this later. On our second scenario, this time we're going to have North open one diamond. South bids one heart. North bids four no trump. Tell me about your aces. South bids five hearts, two aces. North bids six hearts, and our partner makes a lead directing double. Our hand is a 5-4-2-2. Five diamonds, four spades, 2-2 in the rounded suits. What do we want to lead here? Well, we want to lead the dummy's first bid suit. Once again, this is the Leitner double. In this situation, we want to lead the diamond. Hey, we have five diamonds ourselves this time to the king. What's going on here? Well, our partner may be void in the suit. We lead the diamond, our partner gets a rough, and later on we'll get the ace of hearts. Very good to get two quick tricks. Well done. Okay, we always love to get roughs or give our partner a rough. Let's see if we can do it again. This time South opens one heart, North bids two spades. A strong jump shift showing 17 to 19 points, a self-sustaining or nearly self-sustaining spade suit. In this case, South says fine, three spades. And North bids four hearts. Oh, so they have a double fit, don't they? Okay, then it's five clubs, not using the four no trump bid, showing a control in clubs. And North says, fine, let's go ahead and bid six hearts. I want to play in slam. Then our partner makes a lead directing double. Well, what are we going to lead here in this situation? Our hand is a 4-4-3-2. What do we want to lead here? Well, we want to lead the dummy's first bid suit. As you'll recall, for the Leitner double, we haven't entered the auction, and we want to lead a spade. That was the dummy's first bid suit. We have four in this situation. Once again, our partner may be out. So they might have a 5-4. We have four partners void. We give our partner a rough, and our partner gets the ace of hearts. Life is good. Of course, it would be nice if we could get roughs all the time to set the opponents, but that's not usually the case. And the Leitner double usually comes into play when the opponents are in a no-trump contract. Usually it's a slam contract, although it could be even three or maybe two no-trump contract. Let's take a look at one where the opponents are in a slam. The auction begins three hearts by North, showing a preemptive bid with seven hearts, usually two of the top three honors. South bids three spades. This is a forcing bid, a new suit by responder. North now bids four diamonds, showing that there's some interest in the secondary suit, not wanting to bid three no-trump, and usually this doesn't happen because South has no ability to play in a three no-trump game. Now, South bids four no-trump, saying, tell me about your aces. And North says, five clubs, I have no ace, so it must be some secondary honors that are in the North's heart suit. And South says, fine, well, let's go ahead and play in six no-trump. I've got a lot of juicy honors, and our partner makes a lead directing double. Well, what do we do here? In this case, we've got basically nothing. We've got a 4-3-3 and no real honors. What do we lead? Yes, we want to lead the dummy's first bid suit. Even though they're in no trump, there's not a rough here, we're going to want to lead a heart. Remember, it was three hearts in the North. Our partner might have a hand like this. Ace, queen of hearts. So in other words, North must have had king, Jack 10 seven times in hearts. And on the heart lead, our partner is going to get the first two heart tricks. Whereas without the heart lead, they might peel off 12 tricks right away before our partner gets to have their two tricks in hearts. On hand number one, North is a dealer with a great 5-4-3-1 hand. In hearts, King Queen Jack 10, beautiful suit, six high. In clubs, King Queen three times, another 5 points there, gets up to 11. In diamonds, wow, now we got a really nice suit. Ace Queen Jack five times, seven high, gives us 18, and one distribution for a wonderful suit, 19 points. In a singleton spade, we'll open one diamond, and if partner bids anything, we're going to go to game. You probably think our partner's going to bid spades since we only have a singleton. Let's see how that turns out. Over to East, it's a 5-5-3-0. No diamonds at all. In hearts, ace three times, 4 points. Clubs, Jack 10 five times, one more point, I suppose. Gets us up to five, and five small spades, no bid. To South, South has a 4-3-3 shape, surprisingly enough. Didn't have a lot of spades after all. In hearts, 9-8-7-6, not much of there. In clubs, ace 9 three times, 4 points. Diamonds, 10-9-8, tight. and in spades, ace, king, queen, three times. There's another 9 points, plus 4 is 13. Even if a partner is a minimum values, we're going to bid game with the south hand. At this point, though, we're just going to bid our majors up the line. We're going to bid one heart, forcing bid. Over to the west hand, it's a 5-4-2-2. King 5 times in diamonds, jack 10-9, 4 times in spades, 2 small hearts, and an 8-7 of clubs will pass. To north, well, we're really happy to hear hearts, yes. Now we're going to add some shortage points, do you think? We'll come back to that later. In this case, this north is going to say 19 points, plus I'm going to give myself 3 distribution points for hearts. Well, we'll talk about that. For right now, though, this north bids for no trump aggressively. And a pass by east. South has 2 aces, bids 5 hearts. West passes. North says, I have 1 ace, and I've got second round of controls and all the other suits, so it's going to be 6 hearts. And the auction, does it pass out? If it does, what do you lead over here in the west hand? We'd probably lead the jack of spades from jack 10-9 4 times. But wait. East, you don't want to pass this auction, do you? What do you want to call? Right, you want to make that Leitner double. Remember the dummy's first bid suit was diamonds? Wouldn't you like a diamond lead? Certainly you would. You'd like to rough a diamond and still get your ace of hearts. So you're going to make a lead directing double. And hopefully your partner over in west is on the same wavelength and realizes that it requests, it requires, it mandates the lead of a diamond. On the lead of a diamond, what happens? A 4 of diamond to the jack is roughed with a 2 of hearts. And of course, we're going to get our ace of hearts to set them by one trick. Any other lead is going to allow the declarer to make their contract. It must be the lead of the diamond. East, you want to wake up for this. You want that lead of the diamond. You heard that is dummy's first bid suit. And if your partner's on the same wavelength, you want to make that lead directing Teddy Leitner double. Going back, though, to the auction, I want to take a little bit more of a look at North's hand. Now, yes, North does have 19 points, and it certainly plays for all of that. Look at those nice controls in the clubs and in the heart suit. But counting 3 points for a single 10 in spades is a little bit aggressive, and why would that be? Normally it's fine. Well, because we have king, queen, jack, 10. Now, are we going to count these for roughing points, or are you going to count them for honor points? Don't double count them. And that's exactly the problem here. If you're going to be roughing some of the spades, then you can't use them for high card points. In this case, it didn't really matter. It was a Leitner double situation, and I think you're always going to end up in a 6-heart contract. And if East is on their toes, they're going to make the Leitner double. There's just not much you can do. But I just want to have a little caution for North players when they think they're going to count shortage points, but they only have honors in the trump suit. Don't double count them. It probably would go to 4 heart with a little bit less aggressive player, and after that, they probably still would have found the 6-heart slam contract, because certainly North has a lot of juice. If it went to 4 hearts by North, showing 19 to 21, with 13 in South, they're still going to bid to slam. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part one of our lesson here today. For our free premium and ultra members, on our next segment, we will analyze a different type of lead directing situation with bidding in play, complete with more instruction, drills, and hands-on commentary. For our premium and ultra members in part 3 and 4, we have 10 more exciting hands and commentary, including challenging leads in lively competitive bidding auctions. Paid members can also download files with hand records, our slideshows, and even detailed Microsoft Word documents with bidding and play commentary. Here we can see some of the basic criteria for the Leitner double, some of the other types of doubles we can see here, discussion of when they work, when they're on, and here we have a hand with the bidding, the opening lead in play, and a commentary for bidding and play phase. For hand 2, hand 3, hand 4, and all the way up to hand 7 with different types of scenarios, providing 12 hands in all. So in addition to having the full video lesson, if you want, you can go ahead and print these out, look at them away from the internet, as well as share them with your friends. These can be emailed to your partners, so you can have great discussions with your partners on partnership agreements. Of course, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin and join membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come on down to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone, see you on the flip side. Thanks for coming, and bye for now.